never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Dr. Jeffrey Kahn. He's the director of the Johns Hopkins Berman Institute of Bioethics. Hey, Jeff, good to see you.
Good to be here.
So we want to talk about a couple of books. The first is about Frank Gehry, the famous architect. It's by a guy named Paul Goldberger. It's called Building Art.
It's a really interesting book. I happen to be a bit of a amateur fan of architecture and Frank Gehry in particular. I learned through the course of serving on a museum board that had a Gehry building as its home that he has a very particular view about what architecture is, which is art on a grand scale. And this is a biography of sort of how he came to be the starchitect we think of him as today.
The starchitect. And this is not just about his work, but it sounds like this is the first time somebody's really done an extensive exploration of his life.
It's a biography which sort of talks about how he thinks about architecture and why digital computer design allowed him to take what was in his head and actually get it built, which up until that time was not possible. So modernist architecture was glass boxes. And the waves and steel, glass, wood combinations that we think of as Gehry buildings could not be built.
So he's an early adapter to this newfangled
exactly.
computer stuff.
So he took what was then aerospace computer design software and modified it for making buildings.
Yeah, and he's made some incredibly famous buildings all over the world. The other book you want to talk about is a novel. Evidently, you have like one nonfiction going and one fiction going all the time.
I do.
That's great. And this is a book by a guy named Christopher Yates. It's called Black Chalk. What's that about?
That's a book that I heard reviewed actually on NPR. And picked it up as a sort of summer reading list. It's about a group of students at Oxford University who end up in a series of dares. It's a kind of a contest of one-upsmanship, which leads to some pretty unexpected and troubling places. It's sort of about how when you're in college, you do things that are not so well-advised sometimes, and how they can go off the rails. I don't want to give too much away. It's a kind of a gripping combination of psychological thriller and coming-of-age story.
Are you attracted to novels and fiction by the plots and the stories and the subject matter, or do you find yourself also attracted to particular writers because you really like his or her style?
I'd say both, and I like to read fiction and nonfiction at the same time because it helps me write. I can't write novels. I don't have that in me. But when I read novels, I think I can actually write much better than I do. So that's part of what I'm attracted to is really just the style of fiction. And I'm attracted to nonfiction just as a matter of topic.
Yeah, as a bioethicist, you do publish a lot. You write a whole lot of stuff. You do a lot of public speaking. So, yeah, you got to keep them words churning, right?
Absolutely. And I write for my peers, but sometimes that gets a little wonkish. And so I always feel like I can be more accessible and write better.
Dr. Jeffrey Kahn, he's the director of the Johns Hopkins Berman Institute of Bioethics. Jeff is recommending Building Art, The Life and Work of Frank Gehry by Paul Goldberger, as well as Black Chalk. That's a novel by Christopher Yates. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can check us out online at wipr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all the books our guests recommend. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.